During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So my name is Cher, and I went to a college that was really, really haunted. You could probably figure out where it is. It's somewhere in the Ozarks, like the southern Missouri area, and it is known as one of the most haunted places in that area, according to a couple of blogs and things. But anyway, lots of really freaky things happened in this dormitory, and it was specifically the fifth floor of this dorm that was supposed to be the most haunted, and that was the floor that I lived on. So this particular incident, it actually takes place right outside of the dorm and then kind of continues into that haunted floor, the fifth floor. But it starts out where I was a freshman in college, so brand new to university life and really excited and all that. Our college threw a lot of carnivals, slash parties and parades for the freshmen and for just everyone at the beginning and end of the year, just to kind of get people hyped and pumped up about, I don't know, learning, I guess. So carnivals popped up all the time on our campus. That was no big deal. And then they'd get torn down literally just as fast. One particular day that we were having a carnival on our campus, I was walking back to my dorm after class, kind of was not going to go this particular day. And I see a clown walk by my dorm. Well, this isn't really that unusual, except that the clown was like wearing all black and gray and like dark white tones. Like everything he was wearing was black or gray or some sort of in between darkish tone. The face paint that he had on was your normal white clown makeup face paint, except in white. It was also gray. And his nose was black instead of red. And he was holding a handful of black helium balloons. Now, I didn't, like, think too much about this at the time just because I'm like, okay, there's a carnival going on. And so this guy just decided to be different and be, like, a depressed clown. That's kind of funny, kind of unique, cool. But he stopped in front of me, and he didn't say a word to me. He stopped in front of me as I was coming up to the front of my dorm. And he handed me a black balloon, and I took it. I just accepted it. I was like, okay, cool. And then he kept walking on, and I went upstairs to my dorm room. Now, we had a purple balloon from a past carnival that was still kind of hanging out and still had some, you know, helium in it, some life in it. So I shoved the black balloon in the corner hanging out with the purple balloon, and then I sit down and I start getting to work on some homework. Well, as I'm doing my homework, I feel this sense of like someone watching me, and I kind of ignore it at first, put it back, I'm like, whatever. And then finally I turn around because the feeling just gets so strong. And that black balloon that I had picked up from the creepy clown downstairs, it was actually hovering in the middle of my dorm room, levitating at like head length. Like it wasn't up on the ceiling like normal helium balloons should be. It was like at the level that a person's head would be. And it was just bouncing around in the middle of the room, and there was no fan on, there was no wind, no breeze. And the purple balloon that we got at the carnival, like a week beforehand or whenever, that was still hanging out in the corner. It was staying put where we put it. This black balloon had moved out to the middle of the floor and hovered right at, like, eye level, which creeped me out. So I take the balloon, I put it back in the corner, and then I sit down and do homework again. Okay, I didn't have any more problems after that. It stayed in the corner. Later, both my roommates come home. So I lived with two other girls, and I left, and I don't know, ate lunch. I don't really know where I went, but I was not there. I come back, and they tell me the same story. They're like, so this balloon you got is kind of creeping us out because we keep putting it into the corner, and it keeps, like, hovering back into the middle of the room and being at, like, human eye level. Where did you get this from? And I was like, oh, just like some depressed dark clown outside handed me the balloon. And they're like, okay, well, we kind of want to get rid of it. So I'm like, okay, guys, like, chill out. It's a balloon. There's nothing wrong with it. You're freaking out. So we ignore it, right? No big deal. All of us leave. And we go get some dinner together, whatever together. I don't know. We were all friends, all roommates. So we're gone for a while. We come back that night. And the balloon is once again in the middle of the room. It does not stay where it is. But in contrast, the reason why this is so freaky is because the purple balloon from the previous carnival is still in the corner in its same spot. It has not moved at all. It stayed put. It's totally fine. The black one is the only one that seems to just be going around. So we put it back in the corner. All three of us sit down at our respective places in the room to get some homework done at this point. While we're doing our homework, the balloon proceeds to just kind of float around the room toward each one of our stations. And we watch it happen, and we're so fed up at this point, we don't even bother putting it back in the corner. We're just like, this is what this balloon feels like doing, whatever, we're just going to ignore it. And we go to sleep that night with the balloon in our room. Fortunately, nothing happens, like, in the middle of the night that we know of. We sleep well, we wake up in the morning, all of us go to our prospective classes. We come back from those classes in the afternoon, and the black balloon is hovering in the middle of the room. But what's freakier is that the purple balloon has now left its spot. Not only has it left its spot, it has deteriorated in a very, very creepy way. It has, like, tumors kind of popping out of the sides of it, and it's really, really odd. And it's kind of hovering down toward the floor, kind of like how when balloons die over time, they kind of shrink up and they aren't floating anymore and whatever. But the way that this balloon looked, where it just had pieces of balloon jutting out of it, like tumors, and parts of it that were wrinkled and sunken in, it looked like it had been beat up. Like, it looked really strange. So the purple balloon, we're like, oh, it like died. It's gone now. Okay. So we got rid of it. But when we get rid of it, we also decide to get rid of the black balloon because it's a little bit too much for us that the purple balloon was just fine. And then the moment we add the black balloon to it that happens to hover at eye level with us, the purple balloon now develops tumors and dies on the floor. So I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Are we just making a huge deal out of nothing, personifying latex? Or was the balloon possibly possessed by a demon? Or was it handed to me by, like, some sort of paranormal entity? I don't know what to make of this. And this happened so many years ago. I even called my roommates, which I'm still friends with, to even confirm that that was a true story. And they were like, oh, no, yes, that actually happened to us. That you are not making that up. And we still remember that to this day. We think it's a demonically possessed balloon. Like, you can think what you want, but we think it's a demonically possessed balloon that did that. So that's my roommate's opinion. I don't know what to think. I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on it. And if you just think it's, I don't know. I have no idea. Thanks so much for listening. And I look forward to hearing what you can make of this latex possessed thing. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.